Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel.
Oh, Kyle's going through puberty. It's like that
Will
Monday
you talk
thing.
For a second, Rachel?
I can totally talk. I feel like this happens all the time with Kyle. Like every day, I feel like you're like Justin Bieber on the inside.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I never know when growth spurts are going to happen and when I'm going to continue going through puberty. And it happens on the radio way too much to me as I
just don't know where you're growing because you keep doing this. But
anyway,
good for you, Sarah. Get your life together, Kyle.
Okay. Anyway, so what were we talking about a few minutes ago? Oh, okay. Why you really skipped work? Because
right.
I saw one of my good friends over the weekend, and she called in this last week to work, said she had a bellyache, but she didn't have a bellyache. She was actually just tired because she was She was watching season one of Revenge on Netflix for like 14 hours in a row. She was so tired, she's like, I can't go in.
I didn't know that bellyache works with bosses. I have a bellyache. That would not work.
That would never work with
that
Leo.
That would never. I mean,
I have a bellyache.
He'll laugh at you.
All right. Hey, good morning, Gordon. What was the real reason you called off work?
The reason I skipped work when I was little was I was a big gamer, and I loved to play games on Xbox 360.
See, that makes me wonder, like, how many grown men will find an excuse to stay at home and play Call of Duty? Because I know there are dudes that still, especially when a new game comes out, I know that there are dudes that still do that.
Yeah, all sorts of men love to play Call of Duty, so.
What was your excuse that you used?
The excuse, I would always tell them that I was just sick or that I just had a long weekend and I was tired.
What was the game that you were playing, Gordon?
Always played Call of Duty Black Ops or Modern Warfare 3.
So I was with, like, romance movies. I would just be, like, in high school, and I'm like, I just want to stay home. So I would always lie to my parents and, like, put on really good theatrics, and I'd be staying home just, like, literally it was, like, Ben and Jerry's day every day watching, like, love movies.
Hey, Gordon, you have a good day, all right?
You too, man. Take it easy.
I think we should have used that excuse today and see what would have happened.
My belly hurts.
I don't think Leo would have bought it, though.
No.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.